In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. About a week and a half ago, an article appeared in the USA Today titled, "Touched by an Angel, Most Say They've Been Protected." The article reported the conclusions of a 2007 study done by Baylor University, which found that 55% of all adults, including one in five of those who say they have no religion, believe that they have been protected from harm by a guardian angel. I first learned of this article when I was flipping through the channels last Friday and came across Bill Maher, who referenced the article and then stated how utterly ridiculous it is that anyone would believe in angels. That's not surprising, since Bill Maher's mission in life is to point out the absurdity of all religions, but especially of Christianity, and to save as many people as he can from the irrationality obviously involved in any and all religions. To this end, Maher is releasing a movie later this week called Religious, in which he travels around the world and interviews people who adhere to many different religions in the attempt to show how absurd religion is. But who cares, right? It's just Bill Maher, after all. Well, no, actually, it's not just Bill Maher. He simply epitomizes a much larger movement away from the so-called irrational beliefs in religion and towards the rational belief in science and self. It used to be that crass atheistic thinkers like Bill Maher lived out on the edges of society and didn't speak out very much. It used to be that they were considered the irrational ones, but no more. Today, people like Bill Maher are perfectly at home poking fun at religion and especially at Christianity. The tide has shifted in these last days, dear friends. Atheists are no longer the crazy ones. Religious people are the crazy ones. And Christians, well, they're the craziest of them all. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking about people who merely claim to be Christian. It's still okay in our society to call yourself a Christian, so long as you don't actually believe what Christians believe. Christianity as a nice moral religion which only seeks to make the world a better place and doesn't claim to be the only way to heaven is perfectly acceptable. And belief in Jesus as a good, decent man, a principled teacher of morality, is perfectly acceptable as well. But to actually believe that the Holy Bible is, well, holy, that is, divine, a divine book, that it was inspired by the Holy Spirit and thus contains God's holy word, and to believe that Jesus was not just a good man, but the God-man, the one who was born of the Virgin Mary, performed miracles, died on the cross, and rose on the third day, and to believe that faith in Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, well, all of that is seen as crazy talk today. It's okay to be a Christian today so long as you're not really Christian. Don't believe me? Open your eyes and your ears. Watch and listen. See and hear how mainstream America speaks about Christianity. Watch how it is presented. Not only that, but see and hear how those who claim to be Christian describe themselves. Christianity is acceptable today only if it is broad enough to include everyone. Homosexuals, abortion supporters, proponents of women's ordination, evolutionists, and even people who deny such things such as the virgin birth and the resurrection of Christ. None of this is to say that there was ever a day where the whole world embraced the exclusivity of Christianity. The world has always been hostile towards true Christianity, to be sure. But, dear friends, we live in a day and age when hostility towards true Christianity comes not only from the unbelieving world, but also from those who claim to be believers. We live in the age of adaptable Christianity, where people define Christian beliefs to make them more plausible to the world, where people twist and tweak Christian doctrines and practices in order to find acceptance from the sinful world in which we live. Satan, the old evil foe, who we heard in the Revelation reading, has been cast down to earth, and we're warned, "Woe to you inhabitants of earth, for he will try to destroy you. He knows that his time is short." That's Satan, the old ancient foe, the evil dragon of old, is having a field day today. For he's convincing people who claim to be Christian that they are Christian, when in reality, they're not. This brings me back to the Baylor University study on angels. The most disturbing thing about that study was that the percentage of those who claim to be Christian, taken from many different denominations, who believe in angels, is just a little over 50%. That means that just a little less than 50% of the Christians in the study do not believe in angels. And of course, that means that they cannot possibly be Christian. You can't be a Christian and not believe in angels. You just like you can't be a Christian and deny the virgin birth, or the miracles performed by Jesus during his earthly ministry, or the inspiration and inerrancy of Holy Scripture, or the resurrection of Jesus on the third day, and so on. True Christianity, dear friends, is not a pick and choose religion. You don't get to select which parts of Christianity you want to believe in and which parts you want to discard. It doesn't work that way. It's all or nothing. Either you're all in or you're all out. Period. And to be all in, to accept with faith all that the Bible teaches us, is absurd to the unbelieving world and to the majority of those who claim to be Christian today. It seems rather childish to believe in things we cannot see, which is why so many people try to remove what they see as myths from Christianity to try to reveal what they think is the real Christianity. Dear friends, this shouldn't surprise us. Jesus, our Lord, said it would be so. He told us time and time again that most people would not believe. Not only that, but he warns us time and time again that we would be persecuted for our belief. So it should not surprise us when we're mocked and ridiculed for the faith. It should not surprise us that we're viewed as childish for accepting what the Bible teaches us and for believing in the supernatural. But dear friends, Jesus, your Lord, says to you and to me and to all those true Christians, blessed are you when you are viewed as childish for your beliefs. For as he teaches us today in the Holy Gospel, unless we turn and become like children, we will never enter the kingdom of heaven. True faith, the faith that is saving, the only faith, is indeed childlike, which is why the world mocks it so. True faith requires full acceptance of the things that the Bible tells us are true, even those things we cannot see or understand or explain, those things that our rational, sinful human reason cannot wrap itself around. True faith requires full acceptance of all that God reveals. True faith means to put your trust solely in your Father in heaven and rely on Him to take care of you, just as an infant child puts his or her trust solely in his or her parents to take care of him or her. True faith, dear friends, clings to the salvation won by Jesus Christ, who lived and died in your place for your sins. True faith is impossible to conjure up within yourself through rational decision making, which is why most people lack true faith. For you see, true faith is a gift that can only come from and be given by God. True faith is delivered by God through His holy word and sacraments. True faith is a gift that is given and received. It is only through these divine means of grace that are just as irrational as Jesus walking on water, that are just as hard to explain to the sinful world, indeed impossible to explain to the sinful world, is what true faith is, the only way that true faith comes into being. Dear friends in Christ, your Lord Jesus today has a message for you. It's not much different than the message you receive every week from Him, and that is to repent, to trust Him, to turn away from your adult characteristics that want to go with the sinful world and question His word and want to do things your way, and to wrap your sinful human reason around all that you believe in. Today He says, turn and become like a child. Today He says, repent and trust in Me. Do not listen to the world, for the world knows nothing of true faith, but you do. For I have delivered it to you in the water and word of holy baptism, and now I come to you in your midst to strengthen and preserve that saving faith that I gave to you in My word and by means of My very body and blood in the Holy Eucharist. Dear friends in Christ, today your Lord and Savior visits you once again to strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, for He knows that you can't do this on your own, so He comes to do it for you. He comes to see you, to be with you, and to enter into you in the most intimate of relationships, that you might believe the irrational, and that you might cling to those things that you cannot explain, those mysteries of the faith. On this festival of St. Michael and All Angels Day, let us affirm our belief in angels, as irrational as that seems to the world. Let us affirm our belief that even now, even though we cannot see what's going on, even now, as we are gathered here in God's holy house, we are in the midst of the host of heavenly angels that always see His face. That's why we proclaim, as we will once again today, each and every divine service, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. For we know that here we are on holy ground, and we know that although our sinful human reason cannot fully explain what's going on, we know that our Lord is here, and with Him, attending Him, are His holy angels. That's why we confess, dear friends, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, let us say, Holy, Holy, Holy. Let us acknowledge the reality, the truth, that we believe that God's Word is trustworthy and true, and that we believe in it. No matter how we're mocked by the world, no matter how ridiculous it seems to those who don't believe as we do, we will continue to cling to the saving truth delivered to us by Jesus Christ. In His holy and precious name, Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.